今天的经文是《申命记》第八章一到二十节。我今日所吩咐的一切诫命，你们要谨守遵行，好叫你们存活，人数增多，且进去得耶和华向你们列祖起誓应许的那地。你也要纪念耶和华你的神在旷野引导你这四十年，是要苦练你，试验你，要知道你心内如何，肯守他的诫命不肯。他苦练你，任你饥饿，将你和你列祖所不认识的玛纳赐给你吃，使你知道人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠耶和华口里所出的一切话。这四十年，你的衣服没有穿破，你的脚也没有肿。你当心里思想，耶和华你的神管教你，好像人管教儿子一样。你要谨守耶和华你神的诫命，遵行他的道，敬畏他，因为耶和华你神领你进入美地，那地有河，有泉，有源，从山谷中流出水来。那地有小麦、大麦、葡萄树、无花果树、石榴树、橄榄树和蜜。你在那地不缺食物，一无所缺。那地的石头是铁，山内可以挖铜。你吃得饱足，就要称颂耶和华你的神，因他将那美地赐给你了。你要谨慎，免得忘记耶和华你的神，不守他的诫命、典章、律例，就是我今日所吩咐你的。恐怕你吃得饱足，建造美好的房屋居住，你的牛羊加多，你的金银增添，并你所有的全都加增，你就心高气傲，忘记耶和华你的神，就是将你从埃及地为奴之家领出来的，引你经过那大而可怕的荒野，那里有火蛇、蝎子、干旱无水之地，他曾为你使水从坚硬的磐石中流出来，又在旷野将你列祖所不认识的玛纳赐给你吃，是要苦练你，试验你，叫你终究享福。恐怕你心里说，这货才是我力量、我能力得来的。你要纪念耶和华你的神，因为得货财的力量是他给你的，为要坚定他向你列祖起誓所立的约，像今日一样。你若忘记耶和华你的神，随从别神侍奉敬拜，你们必定灭亡，这是我今日警戒你们的。耶和华在你们面前怎样使列国的民灭亡，你们也必照样灭亡，因为你们不听从耶和华你们神的话。阿们。
弟兄姐妹们平安。我们看到早上来的时候路上还有很浓的雾啊，现在雾已经散去了，太阳已经出来了我们求神保守有更多的弟兄姐妹他们脚步的平安，能够回到我们当中和我们一起来敬拜我们的神。请大家一起起立，让我们来到神的祭坛面前，用我们的歌声把耶和华神当得的荣耀和赞美都归给他。 耶和华是我们的力量，他是我们的盾牌，他是在患难中拯救他百姓的君王。他愿意我们都来到他的面前，把我们生命当中一切的劳苦重担都带给他。他愿意安慰我们，他愿意扶持我们，让软弱的你和我得以变刚强。主耶稣，你为我们钉十字架，但是你已经复活了。我们的生命是你重价赎买来的，它不再属于我们自己。愿你的爱感动我们，吸引我们，呼召我们，
在这一刻，在每一天，让我们都来到你的面前，来献上这样的祷告。不请大家一起起立。
Let us pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Our awesome God.
我们敬爱的天父。
We join with the churches around the world on this day to worship you.
在今天这个日子，我们和全球的教会一起的来敬拜你。
We join with the heavenly host to sing, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty."
我们也一起的来赞美你，说圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，我们大能的神。
You are worthy to receive all honor and glory through our worship.
你真是配得我们所有的敬拜和尊崇。
Although we are at church, some of us may have difficulties of life.
虽然在教会里面，我们当中有一些人可能在生活里面有一些难处。
And perhaps those difficulties of life are occupying our thoughts at this moment.
也许这些难处在现在这一个时刻会占据我们的心思意念。
And perhaps those thoughts often drown out what you have to say to us through your word.
我们可能这些心思意念让我们没有听见你向我们所说的。
Perhaps it may be the disappointments in life.
也许生活里面那些令我们失望的事情。
Loss of loved ones.
或者我们失去了心爱的人
financial instability
或者我们经济上有问题
illness and heartache
或者我们有病痛
I pray for those of us who are dealing with those issues
我们在这里为那些有这些困境的兄弟姐妹来祷告
and that they desperately need you to find hope
他们确确实实非常非常的需要你需要在你那里寻找到他们的希望
They desperately need you to find comfort and peace
他们非常非常的需要你从你那里得到安慰和鼓励和平安
And Jesus, you invite us to come to you
耶稣你邀请我们来到你这里
And that all who are labor and are heavy laden you will give us rest
我们所有劳苦担重担的你都让我们得安息
And I pray that as a church family that we will fellowship with the people
我们在我们作为一个教会的大家庭，我们一起的来尊崇你。
That we will fellowship the people who are struggling with these issues, that we can be a church to encourage them.
我们和这些在经历困境的一起来敬拜你。
And so, Father, I thank you for our church family.
敬爱的天父，我谢谢你为我们这个教会的大家庭。
And I also thank you for our church leaders, such as our pastors, elders, and deacons.
我们也为了我们教会的领袖们、牧师们、长老们、执事们来谢谢你。
I pray that your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
我们祈祷你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
That your will be done here in this church.
我们也祈祷你的旨意行在这个教会。
And it is my prayer that we would work together in unity of the faith.
我们在这里祷告，我们要一起同心合一的来做工。
Lord, it is impossible to work towards unity if we are not obeying the clear teachings of your word.
如果我们不遵守你的话语，我们想要同合一是不可能的。
And it is my prayer that we would do everything we can by your grace to work towards that unity.
我们真的是要靠着你的恩典，要尽我们所能的来达成合一。
And it's my prayer that we pray for our church leaders because they need it.
我在这里也特别的要为教会的祷告，教会的领袖来祷告，因为他们真的很需要祷告。
And so, Father, as we continue to worship you in the preaching of your word,
当我们继续的来敬拜你，来传讲你的话语的时候
，May our hearts and minds be lifted up.
愿我们的心和我们的心思意念都被提起来。
We want to hear your voice coming from your word.
我们想要从你的话语里面听见你的声音。
You have spoken to us, and your word is found only in your word, the Bible.
我们要听见你的声音，我们要从你的话语里面得到你的信息。
And as your people, we want to be ready to listen.
我们作为你的子民，我们准备好要来听从你的话。
I pray all these things in Jesus' name.
我们这样的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated.
请坐。
Thank you. Well, good morning, everyone.
早上好，各位。
For those of you who don't know me, my name is Tommy.
你们当中如果有人不认识我，我的名字叫 Tommy.
I'm one of the pastors at this church.
我是这个教会的牧师当中的一位。
I look after the youth ministry.
我是青年人的牧师。
I look after also the young adults too.
我主要服侍的是年轻人。 有十几岁的，也有年轻，就是二十几岁的。
Yeah, I do a whole bunch of other things in this church that maybe you guys don't know. But
我也在这个教会里面做其他的一些事情，可能大家不知道的。
So, for those, if you have students who are youth, high school, let me know. Let me take care of them.
如果你有孩子是中学的或者是大学的呢，让我知道，我可以来照管照顾他们。
I do want to just by saying thank you for being here.
我真是我很想说谢谢，可以让我在这里。
And I trust that through the singing of God's the songs that we just sung, that will be edifying to you.
我希望就是通过刚才唱的诗歌呢，大家已经准备好。
And I thank you for all the worship leaders and who prepared the songs and the service.
谢谢敬拜团队为我们准备了这些诗歌。
And I personally feel very grateful to be here this morning.
我今天晚上真的是心里面非常感恩能够在这里。
Well, let me begin by saying that all of us are forgetful about something.
我一开始呢想说呢，我们大家呢都是会忘记一些事情。
Some of us are bad with names.
有些人呢可能不太能够记得名字。
Like meaning I don't remember names.
像我就是不太记得名字。
Some of us may easily forget where we parked our car in the mall.
有些人呢可能对我们在哪里在见。商业中心怎么样？在哪里停车呢？不太记得。
Some of us may forget our spouse's birthday.
有些我们当中有一些人呢，可能把配偶的生日呢给忘了。
Or even worse, if you're married, then please don't forget your wedding anniversary.
如果你结了婚的话呢，千万不要忘记你的结婚的纪念日。
Well, this weekend is Remembrance Day.
这个周末呢是我们的国殇日，也是纪念日。
And it should remind us not to forget those who fought in wars.
这个节日呢是让我们要纪念那些在战争当中失去的人。
And also made sacrifices so that we can live in peace and in freedom.
那些人呢为我们做出了牺牲，以至于我们今天呢可以过一个自由的平安的一个生活。
However, there is a kind of forgetfulness that is toxic to your soul.
但是呢有一种的忘记呢是对你的灵魂呢是有毒的，非常有害的。
And that is forgetting the Lord.
那就是忘记神。
You know, the scripture, the Bible warns us how easy it is to forget God in different circumstances.
今天的经文里面呢就提醒我们了，在很多不同的情况之下，我们要忘记神是非常容易的。
We may forget God after leaving the church because we have other priorities to do.
我们可能今天离开教会后呢，我们就忘记了神，因为我们有其他的事情要去做。
We may forget God during the week because we're so focused with work.
我们在一周的当中，我们可能忘记神，因为我们有其他的事情要做。
We may forget God when circumstances are difficult.
当我们在一些困难的情况当中呢，我们也可能忘记神。
We may forget God when life is too comfortable.
当生活非常的舒适顺利的时候呢，我们也可能忘记神。
We may forget God when we are drawn by the deceitfulness of sin in this world.
当我们被这个世界的那些有罪来吸引的时候呢，我们也会忘记神。
See, one of the consequences of being fallen and sinful humans in a broken world is that we forget.
我们在这个破碎的世界里面，我们是有罪的一些人呢，在这个世界里面是会忘记神。
The passage that was read in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 1 to 20, is actually an instruction for God's people to remember.
今天我们所读的经文是在生命记第八章第一到二十节，就是来提醒我们神的子民不要忘记神。
The book of Deuteronomy took place just before the Israelites entered into the promised land.
生命记所讲到的年代呢，就是神的子民刚刚要进应许之地之前。
It was Moses' last book before he died.
这个也是摩西所写的最后一本书。
Moses wrote this book to instruct and to remind the Israelites that they must continue in faithful obedience to the Lord.
摩西写这本书呢，就是来再次的来提醒以色列人，一定要在顺服和信心里面跟随神。
They are to obey the Lord and then follow His instructions when they enter and take possession of the promised land.
当他们进入到应许之地以后呢，他们要继续的，遵守神的诫命，来敬畏他。
And so the main idea of this message is very simple.
这个信息非常的简单。
And that is, believers are commanded to remember.
也就是说，基督徒跟随神的人呢，是被提醒说一定要不可忘记。
You see, one of the commandments that Moses repeatedly gives in the book of Deuteronomy is, you shall remember.
在这段经文里面，摩西不停地重复地提到的，就是说你不可，你一定要记得。
If you know the story of the Bible, then you will be familiar that the Israelites are constantly forgetful of what God has done for them in the past.
你如果熟悉圣经的故事的话呢，你就知道以色列人其实他们是多次的不听神的话，多次的来违背神的诫命。
See, the Israelites witnessed God's deliverance from slavery in Egypt by sending plagues on Egypt.
神呢曾经降灾给埃及，以至于呢把他们从为奴之地呢领出来。
They witnessed God's victory over Pharaoh and the Egyptian soldiers at the Red Sea.
在红海里面呢，他们见证了神怎么样使法老的军队和法老灭亡。
They witnessed God providing for their daily needs.
他们也见证了神是怎么样供应他们每日的所需。
They witnessed God. They saw God at Mount Sinai.
他们也看到神的荣耀，就是在西乃山那个地方。
But,
然而,
they forgot who God was and they rebelled against Him.
他们也忘记了神，并且呢来背逆他。
Forgetfulness of God is more than just a mind problem.
忘记神呢，并不是只是一个记性方面的问题。
Forgetfulness of God is a sin and a heart problem.
忘记神呢，是一个罪，是一个心这个方面的问题。
And because of sin, we are more prone to forget God and His Word.
因为有罪的话呢，我们非常的倾向于忘记神。
And because of sin, we are more prone to wander away from Him.
也因为有罪呢，我们很容易的就远离他。
And the opposite of forgetting is remembering.
忘记的反面呢，就是记得。
However, to remember something we forget, we need daily reminders.
我们如果想要记得我们常常会忘记的东西呢，我们就需要每天的提醒。
And the Bible stresses the importance of being reminded of God's work with His people in the past.
我们圣经里面非常强调，就是强调我们来记得神在过去他的工作和他为他的子民所做的。
And the Bible stresses the importance of being reminded of His instructions for us.
也提醒我们，一再的提醒我们要跟从神对我们的诫令，诫命。
You see, where in the world do we find ourselves or remind ourselves of God's work and His instruction?
那到底我们怎么样提醒才能记得说上帝的工作和他的教训呢？
Well, it's here, the Bible.
就是在圣经里面。
It is having the daily or the discipline to constantly and daily read and study and obey the scriptures.
就是我们每日的要来学习，要来研究，要来遵守圣经里面的教导。
And so in Deuteronomy chapter 8, there are five truths that believers need to remember.
所以有五个事情呢，是子民们需要记得的。
So in verses 1, 2, and 6,
在第一、二、六节里面,
believers are told to remember God's commands.
子民们被要求说要记得神的诫命。
You see, Moses told the Israelites to remember the way of God.
摩西呢告诉子民们说要记得神行事的法则。
It is another way of saying commandments.
这个呢也是就说的就是诫命。
And so through Moses, God gave His commandments ever since they arrived at Mount Sinai, where they got the Ten Commandments.
就是在那个他们来到西乃山那个时候呢，神就颁布了十条诫命。
And they also got other laws.
神也教导他们其他的律例。
You see, if you are a parent,
如果你是一个家长的话,
then you should know that your children would obey you because they remember the instruction that you told them.
如果你的孩子记得你所教他们的事情呢，他你就会知道说他们会遵从。
See how often do we have to constantly repeat the instructions to our children when they do not listen?
如果他们不听从的话呢，我们就会一再的重复，一而再，再而三的重复我们的对他们的指令。
See, I don't believe Moses was telling the Israelites to remember God's commandments as a mental exercise.
我不相信摩西教导以色列子民要记得这些事情呢，是靠记忆的。
And what I mean by that is, you know, just thinking of God's commandments.
而不是就是要他们不是光要靠我们的思想来知道神的话。
In the Bible, remembering the commandments is often, quite often, interconnected withobeying the commandments.
在圣经里面，当我们提到说是要听从话神的话语的时候呢，是跟要遵行是常常是联系在一起的。
You see, in verse 6,
在第六节里面，
we remember God's commands by obeying and fearing Him.
我们是靠着遵守神的诫命，并且来遵守神的诫命来服从神的。
So how are you doing in your remembrance of, to God and His Word?
你对神和神的话语你记得的怎么样？
See, I'm not just talking about serving God in church.
我们不是在这里不是讲到你在教会里面侍奉。
I'm not just talking about going to church on Sundays.
也不是讲到你星期天来这里崇拜。
I'm not just talking about going to Bible studies.
也不是讲到你参加一个查经小组。
I am talking about remembering God and His Word.By obeying and fearing Him in your everyday life.
我们讲的是在你每一天的生活里面，你是怎么样去遵守他的诫命，去行出他的话来。
How's that going at work?
你在工作上做得如何？
How's that going at home?
你在家里面又如何？
I don't see any students here, I think, but how is that going at school?
这里好像没有学生，但是我还是要问说，在你学校里面你做得如何？
See, when your coworkers look at you,
当你的同事看你的时候,
when your children and spouse and or other family members look at you,
当你的孩子、你的配偶或者是你其他家庭里面的其他人看你的时候,
when brothers and sisters in Christ at OBC look at you,
当我们信望爱教会看你的时候, 兄弟姐妹看你的时候,
do they see that you are deeply committed to obeying God?
他们有没有看到你是委身的要来遵守神的话语？
Or do they see you having a worldly mindset or a disobedience or disobeying behavior?
或者是他们看到你充满了那个属世界的那个心思意念，而且是完全是不顺服。
So we are told to remember God's commands.
我们在这里告诉说要遵守神的话语。
In verses 2-5,
在经句二到五节里面
，Believers are to remember God's work in the past.
摩西提醒子民说，要记得神在过往所做的事情。
You see, Moses told them to remember the way that God led them throughout the 40 years in the wilderness.
所以在这里呢，摩西就提到上帝是如何在这40年当中带领他们在这旷野里面。
And if you're not familiar with the book of Numbers,
如果你不熟悉民数记这本书的话，
the Israelites were heading towards the promised land from Egypt.
他们从埃及出来的时候呢，他们是要直接进去那个应许之地。
They were instructed by Moses and God to go andtake possession of the land.
上帝呢，通过摩西呢，教导子民说，去得那地为业。
Because God promised them and their forefathers Abraham that they would have the land.
因为神呢，对他们的先祖亚伯拉罕呢，应许了，说他们要得到那地为业。
However, they disobeyed and they did not trust the Lord.
但是呢，他们不顺从神，他们不相信，不信任神。
And as a consequence, God disciplined them.
以至于呢，神呢就要管教他们。
Which resulted in wandering for 40 years in the wilderness.
以至于呢，他们在那个旷野里面呢绕行了40年。
And since Moses was the leader of the Israelites.
当时呢，摩西是以色列人的领袖。
There was a rebellious group that wanted to displace Moses' leadership.
曾经呢，有一小群的人呢，就起来呢，想要把摩西的领袖的这个职分呢，把它拿掉。
And they wanted to set up their own leader.
他们想要自己另立一个王。
You see, Moses' leadership was actually established by God.
其实呢，你知道摩西的领导地位呢，是神所设立的。
But unfortunately, that ended in tragedy.
很不幸的呢，这个事情呢，最后的结果呢，是一个悲剧。
And this is when God, you know, judged them and destroyed those rebels.
神呢就出来呢，就把这一群反叛的人呢，就给毁灭了。
You can read all about that in Numbers chapter 16.
在这些故事呢，是在民数记的16章里面。
God's purpose of making His people wander in the wilderness was to test them.
神让子民们在旷野里面绕行这么多年呢，是为了试验他们。
He tested them whether if they would obey him or not.
他试验他们说，看他们是不是要遵行他的指令。
And the Lord tested them by depriving them of normal food.
神用不让他们吃到一般的食物来试验他们。
And he did it because you to humble them.
这样他这样做呢，是为了让他们更加的谦卑。
And to humble them means to make them become more dependent upon the Lord.
使他们谦卑的意思呢，就是使他们更多的来倚靠神。
And the Lord tested them by revealing to them their level of commitment to Him.
他们就是神这样做呢，就是看看他们委身对神的委身的程度到底是怎么样子的。
When the Scripture says God tests,
当经文里面说神试验。
It does not mean that God lacks knowledge so that he wants to test to find out for himself.
这里并不是说神不知道这个结果，而要试试看，看看结果是如何。
Scripture teaches us that God knows everything about us.
经文里面告诉我们说神知道所有的一切。
And so the reason God tested his people was to expose and to show them, you know, how much they're committed to him.
其实神这样试炼他们呢，是要让他们自己知道他们对神的委身到底是怎么样的。
Again, he tested them to humble them, to depend on God.
他试验他们，让他们谦卑。
And not to depend on themselves or on any materialism.
让他们要倚靠神，而不是倚靠他们自己或其他物质的东西。
You know, in verse 3,
你知道在第三节里面，
God deprived them of food so that they would know that man does not live by bread alone.
神没有给他们一般的食物，是要告诉他，是要让他们知道说神活着不是单靠食物。
But man lives by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord.
而是靠神口里所出的一切话。
Did you know that Jesus quoted this verse?
你知道说耶稣也曾经引用过这一个经句吗？
See, Jesus quoted that verse when he was tested and starving in the wilderness.
当耶稣在旷野里面40天被试炼的时候，他就是引用了这个经句。
And it was the devil who was tempting him.
那时候呢，是魔鬼自己来引诱他。
Although the devil tempted him with bread,
魔鬼呢用面包来引诱他。
Jesus chose to live in obedience to the word of God.
主耶稣呢就选择了要遵行神的话。
You see, when we read God's word,
所以你看，当我们来读神的话语的时候，
we see His work in creation and in history.
我们也从我们周围所有一切被造之物和历史看到他的作为。
And in the New Testament, we see that God became human.
在新约里面，我们看到神变成了人。
And that's his name is Jesus Christ.
他就是主耶稣。
And we see Jesus Christ making a way of salvation for sinners.
他来到这个地上，使我们使所有的罪人呢有一条道路。
Of course, we also see God's involvement in the early church.
我们也看到神在初期教会里面他的介入。
And I believe God is present with us right now, working out.History in our lives.
我也相信，就在此刻，神也在我们每一个人的生命当中做他的工作。
So that when we look back, we may see God's mighty hands in specific situations in our lives.
所以，让我们在回头看的时候呢，我们就知道在每一个的具体的情况里面呢，神的手的工，神和他的工作。
Just to let you know, I believe one of the best ways to remember God's work of the past is journaling.
你知道我想要帮助我自己记得神的话呢，我就是写日记的。
You know, I believe journaling is one of the best ways to remind yourselves of what God has done in this specific day, in this specific date, and this time.
记日记呢，让你很清楚地看见说神在某一天某一个特别的一个境况里面是做了什么样的事情。
And of course, hopefully, I didn't tell my wife about this, but if I journal one day, and then hopefully one day, I'm going to pass it on to my children and let them read God's history of the past.
所以呢，有一天呢，我可能把这个日记呢，就传给我的后代，让他们看到神在我生命当中所做的工作。
So I believe that believers, we are commanded to remember God's work in the past.
所以呢，我们作为神的子民呢，我们要知道神过去的他的作为。
The third thing we know is that in verses 7-10,
我们第三件要记得的事情是在第七到十节。
Believers are to remember God's blessings.
就是跟从神的人呢，要知道，要记得神的赐福。
God promised the Israelites that He would bring them to the promised land.
神呢曾经应许过以色列人要带他们到应许之地。
And it's a land filled with milk and honey.
那个地方呢是流奶与蜜之地。
And in this land, there will be water resources in verse 7.
在第七节里面呢，讲到说这个地呢，它会有水，有泉源。
Land resources in verse 8.
在第八节里面呢，讲到说有土地。
And this land will include food, iron, and fruits in verse 9.
在第九节里面呢，讲到说这个土地上面呢，有铁铜，还有水果。
And in verse 10.
在第十节里面。
Because of God's blessing given to the Israelites,
因为神他给以色列民的应许。
They are to bless the Lord their God for the good land that He has given them.
所以呢，他们就要感谢神，为神给他们这么美好的地。
And in other words, the Israelites were to be thankful, grateful, or have gratitude towards the Lord.
也就是说呢，这些子民呢，他们非常的感恩，他们有感恩的心对着我们的神。
There are really two conditions of receiving God's blessings.
要得到神的赐福呢，是有两个条件的。
Obedience and fear.
一个呢就是顺服，一个呢就是敬畏。
And we learned that in verse 6.
我们在第六节里面呢就看到这个。
We can only experience God's blessings if we obey and fear Him.
当我们遵从他的指命和敬畏他的时候呢，我们就经历到他的赐福。
See, we can't just tell and expect God to, you know, bless me if I'm not living in those two conditions.
如果我们没有满足这两个条件，但是我们去要求神来赐福我们的话呢？
And unfortunately, many people, you know, they want God's blessings, but they don't want to follow Jesus.
你知道有很多人呢，很不幸的，他们想要神的赐福，但是呢，他们并不想遵从神的诫命。
I mean, they don't want to love Jesus and they don't want to serve Jesus.
他们并不爱耶稣，也并不想侍奉他。
See, not only would God withhold His blessings from us if we fail to obey and fear Him.
不光是当我们不能够来遵从神，来敬畏他的时候，神不会赐福给我们。
And as His children whom He loves, He would discipline us.
作为他的孩子，我们不爱他的时候呢，他会来管教我们。
And He will warn us if we continue down the road of disobedience.
他如果我们继续的偏行己路的话呢，他会来警告我们。
See, that's God's blessings, you know. We're to remember God's blessings.
所以这个我们要，这就是神的赐福，我们要记得神的赐福。
The fourth instruction we're given is in verses 11-19.
第四个真理呢，就是在第十一到第十九节。
Yeah, the fourth truth is believers are to remember God.
就是要子民们记得神。
Moses warns the Israelites to be careful after they enter into the promised land.
摩西呢，要以色列民进入应许之地以后呢，要非常的小心。
And in verse 11, he warns them not to forget the Lord their God.
在第十一节里面，他告诉说，不要忘记你们的神。
And if keeping the commands of God is fulfilled by walking in His ways and fearing Him,
要守神的诫命呢，就是要遵行在神的道路里面，要敬畏他。
Then forgetting God is expressed by failing to obey His commands, His rules, and His statutes.
如果说我们说不忘记神呢，意思就是说不去遵守他的诫命，他的律例。
Now I want you to notice this passage a little bit.
我想你要知道这一节的经文。
Notice how forgetting God in verse 11 leads to idolatry in verse 19.
在这里呢，在这段经文呢讲到就是说忘记神呢是怎么样引到敬拜假神这条路上去的。
You see, it begins with forgetting God.
一开始呢就是忘记神。
When the Israelites forgot God, they would forget to give thanks to God for all the blessings that God has given them.
当以色列人忘记神的时候呢，他们就忘记了去感恩，为了他们所得到的那些赐福。
God gave them food to eat.
神给他们食物吃。
Houses to live.
给他们房子来居住。
And financial blessings.
也给他们财务上的资源。
And when they forget to give thanks to God,
当他们忘记来感谢神的时候，
they would start to feel self-sufficient and proud of themselves.
他们就觉得他们是自给自足的，他们是为他们自己而骄傲。
That's what it says in verse 14.
就是在14节里面讲到的。
No, your heart lifted up, meaning being haughty, being proud.
你的那个心被提起来呢，意思就是说他们的心里面充满骄傲。
And when they became self-sufficient or proud of themselves, they forget God even more.
当他们骄傲，他们觉得可以自给自足的时候呢，他们就更加的忘记神。
Because they think it's because of their own power and the might of their hands that gave them the wealth.
因为他们知道说是他们觉得说是他们自己的能力，他们的能力使他们得到这些资财。
And now some of you may think that God has never done anything for you in your life.
也许你们当中有一些人会觉得说神从来没有在你的生命当中做任何的事情。
And maybe you have this mindset that God doesn't help you.
也许你会想说神根本就不帮助你。
And some of you think that it was because of your strength that you're able to work and earn money.
也许有人觉得说你能工作，你有这个能力来去赚钱。
And therefore you think you should get all the credits and all the glory for being able to gain wealth.
你就会觉得说哦，你现在这样子有钱或者是有财富，你全部是都是因为自己的。
Well, my friends, let me tell you this morning that you're wrong.
兄弟姐妹们，让我告诉你，你这样想的话呢，你就错了。
Because in verse 18,
因为在十八节里面说，
God's word tells us that it was God who gave the Israelites the strength to gain wealth.
在那里呢，讲到说，以色列人他们得资财的能力也是上帝给的。
Just, you know, think about it. Who gave us breath to breathe?
谁你就想一想这个，就是说你怎么可以呼吸生存呢？
It's the Lord himself who gave us breath to breathe.
是神他自己
air to breathe.
是神他自己提供空气给我们，以至于我们可以生存。
Without God's grace, you know, we are nothing.
如果没有神的恩典，我们真的是一无所有。
It was all of God's provision and of all of God's grace that you are able to gain material blessings.
是因为神的供应，神的恩典，我们才可以拥有我们所得到的。
God leaves no room for you to boast in your own strength.
我们其实没有一点余地可以来自夸的。
God gets all the glory.
神该得所有的荣耀。
Forgetting God leads to ingratitude.
不。忘记神呢，就让你不知道感恩
，which leads to pride，
就让你呢就骄傲
，which eventually leads to idolatry，
最后呢引你去敬拜假神。
You know, the road to idolatry is actually very simple。
去通向那个敬拜假神的道路呢，其实是非常容易的，非常简单的。
Forget God altogether。
如果你完完全全忘记神呢，你就通向那里。
Now, when I use the word idolatry,
当我来说敬拜假神这个字的时候呢，
it's not just talking about, you know, worshiping idols.
不光是讲到说你去敬拜一个别的什么东西。
When I mean idols, I'm not talking about just, you know, religions, different religions around the world.
当我们说是假的神的时候呢，我们讲的不光是一些世界上的宗教他们所敬拜的对象。
I'm not just talking about, you know, money.
我们也不是光光讲到钱
or power,
或者是权力
Now I think,
我想,
idolatry comes back to worshiping yourself.
我们讲到敬拜假神呢，其实常常可能讲到是回我们其实是敬拜我们自己。
Because you may think you're your own, you are your own little god who gave you well, yourself wealth and success.
可能你就会认为说是你的金钱、你的成功是你自己这位神给你的。
You see, this pattern is so similar to the teachings of the Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 1.
这里说到的呢，就跟罗在罗马书里面。
I'm going to have Claire.
保罗在一章二十到二十三节里面讲到的。
Yeah, I'm going to have Claire read it in Chinese.
第二十节开始。罗马书一章二十节，自从造天地以来，神的永能和神性是明明可知的，虽是眼不能见，但借着所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。因为他们虽然知道神，却不当作神荣耀他，也不感谢他，他们的思念变为虚谎，无知的心就昏暗了。自称为聪明，反成了愚拙，将不能朽坏之神的荣耀变为偶像，仿佛必朽坏的人和飞禽走兽昆虫的样式。
Well, we learned that there is a potential danger of being successful.
所以呢，我们就知道说，如果你成功的话呢，其实有一个很潜在的一个危险。
Now, this may sound very, very countercultural.
这个呢，可能和我们在世界上听到的这个文化里面的这个主流听到的东西呢，可能很相反。
And maybe a little bit offensive.
可能会让有一些人呢觉得说受冒犯。
But success may be more tragic than failure.
其实呢，成功可能比失败还更加的有危害。
Especially if it causes us to forget God.
如果是成功的代价是让我们忘记神的话，就尤其如此。
Which results in pride and idolatry.
成功就会让我们有骄傲有。就敬拜假神。
See, this applies not only to economic venues.
所以呢，这个呢，其实不光光是讲到金钱一方面的问题。
It doesn't just apply to people who are affluent or rich.
我们并不是说讲到的是人们在财务方面比较富足的那些。
Or people who are thriving in their education.
或者是他们受过很好教育的那些人。
But this could also apply to, you know, our church family too.
我们也可
ministry, sorry.
对，在我们的教会的侍奉里面，可能也会有这种情形。
You see, if you are serving in this church,
比如说，如果你在这个教会里面侍奉的话
，then I wonder if you, like me, have been tempted to say this to yourself.
那你会不会像我一样呢？会被诱惑着来这么想
？My power.And the strength of my hands have produced this church, this ministry, this Bible study group, and this leader for me.
会不会这样想说，是我的能力，我的力量，以至于我们有了这个教会，有了这项事工，有了这个查经小组，等等。
You see, Jesus said that he will build his church.
你知道耶稣说他会建造他的教会。
And I don't want to compete with him.
我不想跟他去竞争。
So, what would it take for us to remember God on a daily basis?
那我们怎么样在我们每天的生活里面来记得他，记得神呢？
You know, think about it for yourself.
你自己可以想一下。
But I think that instead of forgetting God,
我们会我让我告诉你，不要忘记神。
Instead of forgetting to, you know, read our Bibles and forgetting to pray,
不要去忘记祷告，忘记读经。
We should be more prone to forgetting sin, idolatry, and pride.
因为我们非常的容易就去走向那个就是非常的容易忘记。
And in return, we should be more prone to remembering God altogether.
我们倾向就是不是很容易记得神的。
And so, yeah, we are instructed to remember God.
所以呢，我们圣经就告诉我们说，一定要记得神。
The last truth that I want to share with you in verses 19 to 20.
在第十九到二十节里面呢，是我们今天要学的第五个点。
Believers are to remember God's warning.
就是跟从神的人呢，要记得神的警告。
What would Israel's consequence be for failing to obey the voice of the Lord their God?
以色列人忘记他们的神的诫命，他们后来结果是怎么样子呢？
Moses warned them.
摩西就告诉他们说，
You shall perish.
你们必要灭绝。
That's what it says in verse 20.
就是在第二十节里面讲的必定灭亡。
What exactly does it mean?
那到底是什么意思呢？
It means exactly what the text tells us.
就是经纪里面告诉我们的。
You know, earlier on, Moses said this in Deuteronomy chapter 4.
其实呢，在第生命记的第四章里面呢，摩西就讲到这个了。
And Claire will read that.
你们在那地住久了，生子生孙，就雕刻偶像，仿佛什么形象，败坏自己，行耶和华你神眼中看为恶的事，惹他发怒。我今日呼天唤地向你们做见证，你们必在过约旦河得为业的地上速速灭尽，你们不能在那地上长久，必进行除灭。耶和华必使你们分散在万民中，在他所领你们到的万国里，你们剩下的人数稀少。
See, if you have read through the Old Testament,
如果你读了整个旧约的话,
then you would know that if the Israelites lived in disobedience and sin and against God in the Promised Land.
所以, 你就会看到呢, 神的子民在应许之地呢, 他们是悖逆神的。
The Israelites who were supposed to be a holy nation,
他们呢, 本来应该是一个圣洁的民。
They became the pagan nation that they destroyed.
后来呢，他们却变成一个不知道神的民，就是外邦的民，外邦的民。
As the ultimate consequence,
以至于呢，最后的结果就是
God sent the Assyrians and the Babylonians to discipline or punish and to exile His people from the Promised Land.
以至于呢，神就兴起亚述和巴比伦呢，把他的子民呢从这个应许之地赶出去。
Now I know the idea that God judges and destroys may sound very hard to, maybe hard to swallow or understand.
当我们听到说神是审判，神是毁灭的一个神的时候呢，我们可能有一点难以接受。
Now some of you may have only learned that you know God is a loving and gracious and merciful God.
你们当中一些人呢，可能只知道说神是慈爱的、有恩典的、有怜悯的神。
Which are all true.
这些是对的。
It's in the Bible.
是在圣经里面说到的。
But at the same time,
但是呢，在同时
，God is also a holy and just God.
他也是一个圣洁公义的神。
You know, who pours out His wrath on the evil doers and the rebellions.
他会把他的愤怒呢倾泻到那些悖逆他的人。
Of course, you know, knowing that we are God's children, God doesn't pour out His wrath. Rather, He disciplines us as His children.
但是呢，你们知道我们是神的子民，所以呢，他不会把他的愤怒泼到我们身上，而是他要来管教我们。
No, God does have warnings for us as Christians too.
其实呢，神为我们今天的基督徒呢，也准备了一些警告的。
God warns us through Paul before we take the Lord's Supper.
他是通过保罗来在领圣餐之前的教导来教导我们的。
You know, I won't have Claire read 1 Corinthians 11.
在哥林多前书11章27到32节，所以无论何人不按理吃主的饼喝主的杯，就是干饭主的身主的血，人应当自己醒察，然后吃这饼喝这杯，因为人吃喝若不分辨是主的身体，就是吃喝自己的罪了。因此在你们中间有好些软弱的与患病的，死的也不少。我们若是先分辨自己，就不至于受审。我们受审的时候乃是被主惩治，免得我们和世人一同定罪。
See, Jesus died and He gave Himself to save His bride.
你知道主耶稣死了是为了他的心腹献上他的生命。
That demonstrates His love for us.
他在这个行动里面呢，就表示了他对我们的爱。
But whoever takes the bread and the cup which symbolizes his body and his blood in an unworthy manner will be guilty.
如果是谁在领受饼和杯，这个杯和饼呢，是他的象征他的身体和他的血。我们在领受这些的时候，如果是用一个不尊敬、不敬、不尊重的态度呢，这个人就是有罪的。
And in the context of 1 Corinthians,
在这个哥林多前书的这个上下文里面,
behaving in an unworthy manner means, you know, being divisive in the church.
在这个里面呢，讲到的所谓的不尊重的行为呢，是这样一些。
Behaving,
yeah, 是做一些分裂的行为。
Behaving in a selfish manner,
是自私的行为。
Holding bitterness in your heart against a Christian.
在对另外一个兄弟或者姐妹呢，心里面存有苦毒。
And cultivating an unrepentant heart.
或者是心里呢没有悔改。
Which are blasphemous behaviors before our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
这个呢，都是对我们的主，我们的神呢，都是亵渎的。
And consequently, some of the believers in the Corinthians became weak and ill.
在哥林多教会里面呢，这些行为的结果呢，就是有一些信徒呢，他们变成软弱与患病的。
Shockingly, some have died because they took the Lord's Supper in an unworthy manner without examining themselves.
有一些呢，他们是患病，有一些呢软弱，更令人惊奇的是，有一些呢竟然都死去，是因为他们在领受主的饼和主的杯的时候呢，用一个不敬虔、不尊敬的态度。
So if it happened to the Corinthians, then it could happen to us.
如果这些事情可以发生在哥林多教会呢，也可能发生在我们这里。
And so we must fear and tremble, and even carefully examine ourselves before taking the Lord's Supper.
所以呢，当我们在领受主的饼、主的杯的时候呢，我们真的应当是战兢的来领受。
We must fear and tremble if we are developing disobedient behaviors at OBC.
如果是我们是有那个反叛的行为的话呢，我们更应该是恐惧战惊。
Also in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, God, you know, Paul also warns us of this.
在哥林多前书的第三章，保罗也这样来警告我们。岂不知你们是神的殿，神的灵住在你们里头吗？若有人毁坏神的殿，神必要毁坏那人，因为神的殿是圣的，这殿就是你们。
So we celebrate the Lord's Supper every single month as a church family.
每一月呢，我们都有来领受主的杯、主的饼。
So that we can be reminded to remember.
所以呢，我们就会来记得，提醒我们记得。
To remember our Lord and to renew our commitment to Him.
记得我们的神，记得我们对他的委身。
When we take the Lord's Supper, we must do so in remembrance of what He has done on the cross for our sins.
当我们在领受饼和杯的时候呢，我们就是被提醒，要来记得他在十字架上为我们做的一切。
And we also must remember that Jesus died to unite us as church family.
我们也要记得主耶稣基督死是为了他教会的合一。
And the love of Christ ought to motivate us not to live for ourselves, but to live for Him.
主耶稣对我们的爱，以至于就让我们就是愿意为他而活，不为我们自己活。
And so, in conclusion of this message,
在最后。
The main idea of this message is that believers are commanded to remember.
最中心的信息呢，就是信徒们要记得。
And as we look back at the Old Testament, we are reminded of 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
当我们回头看圣经的时候呢，我们记得哥林多前书第十章里面所讲的，这些事都是我们的境界。见解叫我们不要贪恋恶事，像他们那样贪恋的，也不要拜偶像，像他们有人拜的。
And Deuteronomy chapter 8 that serves as an example and a reminder for us to remember God.
生命记的第八章呢，就是提醒我们要记得神，
and
不要忘记他。
And not to forget him.
不要忘记他。
You know, God has given us ways to remind ourselves to constantly remember him.
神呢也给了我们很多的方法呢，来不停的来记得他。
He has given us the Lord's Supper.
他给了我们圣餐。
His creation.
他所创造的一切。
The Bible.
给了我们圣经
The preaching of God's word
也给了我们圣经的讲道
The church family
给了我们教会的家庭
Community groups or Bible studies
也给了我们其他的一些聚会查经小组
They serve to remind us to remember God by obeying and fearing Him
这一些事情呢都让我们来记得神来记得来敬畏他
And if we claim to love Jesus,
如果我们宣称自己是爱耶稣的
then we must obey His word.
我们就必须要来遵行他的话语。
We must not fall into the trap of forgetting God.
我们就不要去忘记。
And we must not fall into the trap of forgetting what He has done for us through Jesus Christ.
也不要忘记神是通过主耶稣基督为我们所做的一切。
If we do so,
如果我们忘了
we are on the road to idolatry.
我们就是走在拜假神的道路上面。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Lord God,
主神啊
please remind us of this truth.
请来提醒我们，让我们知道这条真理。
To remember your commandments.
来记得你的诫命。
To remember what you have done in the past.
记得你过往曾经做了什么。
To remember your blessings for us.
也记得你所赐给我们的福。
To remember you.
也记得你自己。
And to remember your warnings.
也记得你给我们的警戒。
Help us to constantly love you, grow in our love for you.
让我们对你的爱不停地增长。
And I pray all these things in your name.
我们这样的祷告是奉你自己的名。
Amen.
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 谢谢汤米牧师的信息还再一次向我们重申提醒我们要记得神记得神的诫命也给我们这样的警告因为如果我们忘记了神忘记了他的话语的时候我们最终的结果就会必然为这个世界所吞灭走向永远的死亡我们用下面的这首歌来一起回应请大家起立让我们打扫我们的心让神住到我们的心里面来让我们的身体能够真正成为他的殿也让我们把他的话语刻在我们的心板上记在我们的手上戴在我们的额头上是用我们的生命当我们做一件事情当我们说一句话的时候让我们把神的话语拿出来像一面镜子来省察我们自己光照我们自己帮助我们神我们愿意以这首诗歌作为我们的回应来活出你所喜悦的样式
我想你的话语深藏在我心免得我的罪孽免得 皎洁的灯，做我路上的光。天地将要过去，你的话却长存。天地将毁坏，你的话却长新。我将你的话语深藏在我心。
Be with you. May the Lord make his shine upon you. The Lord blessings to you and make his face shine upon you. Oh Lord God, would you please use your word to instruct us this day, to remember you constantly, and that we will love you of our heart, soul, mind, strength. And so, Lord, please pour out your blessings for us. In Christ's name I pray. Amen.
Amen.